Welcome to St. Peter Square. It is 4:30 in the afternoon, February the 28th, the last day of the pontificate of Pope Benedict XVI. A lot of people have gathered here around me and are looking at a big video screen on the left side of the Vatican where we can see an aerial shot of the white helicopter which is going to bring Pope Benedict to Castel Gandolfo. That is going to happen exactly at 5 o'clock. And the helicopter itself is parked on the helipad in the gardens of the Vatican. And many, many people are now pouring into St. Peter Square to wave goodbye when the Pope will leave the Vatican, not for good, because he will return here, but at least for the next few months. And 8 o'clock later this evening will be the start, the official start of the time of the Sede Vacante. The people that you hear singing in the background are from Germany. There's a pretty large group of young people from Germany. Russland liebt dich, Heiliger Vater. Are you from Russia?
Yeah, I'm from Russia.
And you came specifically for the Pope?
Can I in German speak?
Yes, in German, that's how I'll translate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ich war in Deutschland jetzt gerade, weil ich studiere in Deutschland und ich bin mit einer deutschen Gruppe gekommen. Aber ursprünglich bin ich aus Russland, Katholiken. Und russische Katholiken lieben den Papst sehr und sie danken dem Papst. Und deshalb wollte ich heute am Platz kommen, um das mit dem Papst zu sagen.
Und dabei zu sein, ja.
Yeah.
So I'll translate. So she is from Russia originally, but she's currently studying in Germany. And she is here with a group of other young people from Germany. And she just wants to make sure that the Pope knows that Russia loves the Pope very, very much. Was ist das Wichtigste, das dieser Papst hat bezeichnet für Russland?
Ich glaube, das Wichtigste jetzt für uns ist der Dialog zwischen katholischer und orthodoxer Kirche. Und dazu hat der Papst sehr viel gemacht.
So the Pope has done a lot for the relations between the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church in Russia. And this Pope has helped a lot in that dialogue. Are you going to be sad? Or are you also happy for the Pope?
Es ist schwierig zu sagen, weil ich einerseits bin ich wirklich traurig. Aber andererseits, ich glaube, dass der Herr lässt seine Kirche nicht allein. Und ich freue mich schon auf den neuen Papst, der kommt. Ich glaube, dass er wird genauso würdig wie dieser.
Dankeschön. So she says, she is sad. Because she loves this Pope very much, but at the same time, she is already looking forward to the new Pope, and she has high hopes for him as well. So that was one of the many people from all over the world, and it's quite impressive to see how many young people are here. Again, it is against what the media sometimes try to portray, as if, you know, this Pope wasn't popular with young people. Well, quite the contrary. All the young people that I've spoken so far here on St. Peter's Square are raving about him and love him very much. They've seen him in Cologne during World Youth Day or later in Madrid. They've traveled sometimes even to Australia for World Youth Day. And the Pope has really had a great impact on the youth. And here are some students, by the way, from Steubenville. Here I am again. I talked to you guys earlier on, but now I'm recording, so I'm doing a podcast. So I'm going to do an official interview with you guys. So you're from Steubenville, right?
Yes.
Yes. For my listeners who don't know what Steubenville is, that is a Franciscan university, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're here on a trip, but you came earlier, right?
Yes, we were originally going to be here on Saturday for a pilgrimage about... The entire Gaming campus is going to be here, which is about 150 students. And when the Pope announced that he was going to be resigning, we changed our entire schedule around. Midterms got squished together so that we could cancel classes and come down here early.
Why is this Pope so important to you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, he's the second Pope for most of us in all of our lives. And for me, he was the Pope during my teenage years, during a time when, you know, we're all trying to kind of discover who we are and what God wants for us. And he was such a great example, a great teacher. His books were so powerful, showed us so much about who God was, and in turn, what God would expect from us.
What will you miss most about him?
His teachings, definitely. His teachings, his kindness, his love. He has been such a loving father, and we're going to miss that a lot.
Only, what is it, 20 minutes left before he's gone. So how does it feel?
It's a little intimidating to think that for a short while we will be fatherless without a shepherd. But at the same time, we are a part of history here, and we know to trust in the Lord. And whoever the next pope is going to be, we know that he was elected by the Holy Spirit, and we will follow him whoever he ends up being.
Great. So have you studied a song, a farewell song for the Pope?
No, we could probably write one. But
why don't you try singing something?
For the Pope?
Of course.
Let's see.
A serenade for Pope Benedict.
A serenade for the Pope, for Pope Benedict. Well, you know what? I was playing a song earlier. Why don't we go with that one?
Right. He is jealous. Love's like a hurricane, I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. All of a sudden, I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. We are his portion, he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. Heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way that he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
Thank you so much. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And have a good stay.
We will.
Thank you, Father.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, a serenade on St. Peter's Square for Pope Benedict from students from the Franciscan University of Steubenville. Two other sisters here with a banner that says, Grazie, sei con noi, e si arre. Cosa vuoi dire?
Esclavas.
In Spanish.
So it's the slaves of the Christ the King, okay. Or the servants of Christ the King, and that's your congregation, right? Yes. How do you feel?
Oh, no parlo English.
¿Cómo se siente? Sí, sí.
En español. Muy, muy contenta, muy feliz y muy emocionada por este momento.
¿Emocionada? Sí.
Emocionada, sí, porque es un acontecimiento histórico, pero también... en agradecimiento por todo eso, ¿no?, que el Santo Padre ha hecho por nosotros y por esta decisión que creo que es de la más importante de su pontificado.
So, happy but also sad. Gracias. I think that translates the feelings of almost everyone I've spoken to so far. They're happy for the Pope, like these sisters, that they think it's the right decision that he took. They think it's good for him, and also sad because he was loved, and they will miss him. And these religious sisters are just one of the many, many Catholics that have been inspired by Pope Benedict. He always had this very special, let's say, attention for the religious, and asked them, actually, just recently, to pray for him in these times, but also for the future and for the future of the church. The helicopter that you hear is circling over St. Peter's Square, trying to catch really nice images of the square itself, of the gardens where the helicopter of Pope Benedict is still parked. In the meantime, on the screens, we see images from Castel Gandolfo, which is the place where the Pope will land about, I guess, a half an hour from now. And you see a couple of Swiss guards standing in front of it's not a castle, but it is like a big villa over there, as well as many sisters and bishops and cardinals probably also, just waiting for his arrival. It seems to me, but then again, these are images without sound, it seems to me that it is very quiet there and everybody is like really awaiting what's going to happen next. Here's my colleague from Holland.
Praying there, a group of priests.
Yes, I noticed, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of people are crying and singing, so it's very emotional.
It is. All of a sudden, it's as if the mood has changed. Yes. People are getting calmer, they're getting more, tense. Let's say, interior, tense also. And, well, for a good reason, because it's almost time, right? How much time is it? Have we got left?
Oh, quarter of an hour.
15 minutes left before the Pope will leave, and then it's the final farewell. It's strange. It's weird.
It's weird. It's new. It's something we couldn't imagine that it would happen ever. So
it's not as sad as if he had died. That I'm kind of comforted by that.
Maybe not, but it's still sad for the people who lived here with him all these years. It's really sad.
I spoke with some students who told me, you know, this is the Pope of our youth, of our teenage years. Whereas for me, that's Jean-Paul II. Yeah, for them, it's a new generation, and they seem to be very attached to him.
Yeah, many young people said, so we can read him, we understand him. So they are so glad because they read the message.
Yes.
In an understandable way. And that's what they hadn't before. So
true.
We have to thank him for that.
And I hope that that's going to be his legacy, that a lot of people will continue to read his books, and the things that he wrote are so universal and kind of timeless that is a wonderful gift that he's given to the church. In the meantime, we see the images on the screen here that are taken from the helicopter that is currently circling above us. Beautiful images of the sun setting over the Vatican, literally. There's a golden light. This is the golden hour. It's beautifully, like almost, I don't know, it's just sparkly light. Very, very, very nice. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you from?
Bologna.
Bologna? And you came here to say goodbye to the Pope?
Yes.
What does he mean to you?
Some end of something new.
The end of something and a beginning also. Yes, yes. He worked together with Jean-Paul II for many, many years. He's been very important, I think, to Jean-Paul II, right?
I think, yes, it's something like continue of the mission. Maybe in another way, in his way, but it's also a way of the church.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that he has really picked up where Jean-Paul II left off and took it further? Or?
I don't know, but I think it's... His work, I mean Pope Benedict XVI, is also very important. And for me, I was too young to read, for example, encyclic of John Paul II.
Mm-hmm.
For now, encyclic and all things which wrote Benedict XVI was very important. I mean, it was something which was very good for my faith.
Wonderful.
I feel that in this field for me it was very very significant to be closer to understanding everything which is connecting with the church.
Yeah, so Pope Benedict really has helped build your faith.
Yes.
And that is wonderful. He was a good teacher. He's a really good teacher. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So that was another young girl from Poland. And you can tell, I mean, it's like the international church, the global church, gathered here on St. Peter's Square. And when I look behind me towards the Via della Conciliazione, I can see that more and more people start coming here. Everybody was a little bit, let's say, curious as to what would happen and if people would show up. Of course, yesterday we've had this incredible final general audience with hundreds of thousands of people. That was kind of like the summit of the farewell party, if you can call it like that. And now the atmosphere seems to be a bit more mixed. As I've mentioned several times, it's like people are sad at the same time. They're serene, and they are, I think, mostly here to express their gratitude for everything that Pope Benedict meant to them. A lot of people are also just sitting on the pavement. It is actually, it feels like springtime, especially now that the sun is still there. You can feel the warmth of the sunlight. It might cool down a little bit later, but right now it's actually very akin to the atmosphere in 2005 when Pope Benedict was elected. Here is the cross of the year of the youth, and it's being carried together with the icon. Wow, I had no idea they would bring it here. This is the World Youth Day cross that they brought to every single World Youth Day. And three young people are carrying it on their shoulder. And it has the plaque with the inscription in multiple languages. And I remember seeing this cross when I wasn't even a priest yet. I was still wondering what I should do with my vocation. And this cross in the 80s had just been, I think it was around, was it 85 or 86, that Pope John Paul II took the initiative to give this cross to the youth, to the Catholic youth of the world. And this cross would accompany these young Catholics all over the world. And I actually saw this cross in Lourdes, in France, where it was present during a youth gathering there. And I remember praying in the big basilica, the underground basilica in Lourdes, around this cross. And it's in that week that I actually understood that God wanted me to be a priest. And now this cross is right here in front of me. Like, I'm two steps away from it. And it is here again at this historic moment in time. And I think that this cross represents the young generation, the more than a million young people that came to Madrid, for instance, the certainly more than a million young people that are preparing to go to Brazil, to Rio de Janeiro, for World Youth Day 2013. And that is what I think is the most touching thing that Pope Benedict said, both yesterday and also today. The church is alive. It is a living entity. It is the body of Christ. And people start applauding because we see images now of Pope Benedict leaving his apartment, walking without a stick. A few cardinals are greeting him. And so is the crowd here on St. Peter's Square. This must be such an emotional moment for him to say goodbye for the last time. And he is now talking to, I think, the people from his household, so the people that take care of him on a daily basis. He's talking to a lady there and is now advancing forward through the marble halls of the Vatican. And listen to the people here. the Pope walks through one of those beautiful corridors, and this is happening just very close to where we are in the building on my right, but we are watching this television screen and everybody is holding up video recorders, and the crowd over there is also applauding. Here this group is very silent, and I almost feel like I'm actually trespassing a little bit with this recorder and talking into it. And the crowd has now split up into two groups, both surrounding the screens on the left and on the right. And there he is, walking towards the exit of the main Vatican building. There is a simple wooden door. He's waving at the people, is waving at us also. And everybody here understands that he's also waving at us. In the distance you hear the Benedetto, the same chanting that we heard when he was elected in 2005. That was the moment that we all welcomed him. And tonight we say goodbye with the same enthusiasm. Benedict's greeting some young monsignors, undoubtedly people that work at the Curia and the various offices in the Vatican. And again, he waves at the crowd. There is a honor guard of Swiss guards also. And there is a small group of people in the backyard. They probably have had special access, or perhaps they might be part of the entourage of the Pope. And they're applauding, and their applause solicits the applause here on St. Peter's Square. And the Pope is now stepping into the back of a black car, which will bring him to the helicopter. And everybody around me, as you can imagine, is filming this with cell phones, with iPads, with cameras. And now we see the Pope sitting in the back of his car. I so wonder what's going on in his head right now, how he must feel at this moment. And the car passes by the honor guard of the Swiss soldiers. And he's escorted by a few more police cars and motorbikes, slowly making his way to the helicopter platform. Are you from the United States?
Yeah.
I could tell because you're wearing the American flag.
Yeah.
Did you come specifically to say goodbye to?
I changed my travel plans. I was on a backpacking trip around Europe, and so spent the last week here.
Wow.
Here for this. Yeah.
What does he mean to you?
So a lot.
Yeah.
He's a good representative to me of Christ, and I really respect his decision to step down, though, if he knows he can't fulfill what's required of him. So, but I love my papa. That'll never change.
So you want to wave?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Thank you very much. We see another helicopter shot of the beautiful gardens of the Vatican and the big black Mercedes of the Pope driving over the road in the back. And the atmosphere is so strange. Some people are praying. Most people are very quiet. Everybody's just staring at the screen, very impressed. Sisters here with rosaries in their hands. A few photographers, of course, and camera crews running around in the crowd. Some people are holding flags of their native countries, sisters that are holding a Vatican flag, and these sisters must be from South America. Yes.
Can I ask which, you know, radio or, you know,
this is for a website. It's for a podcast. It's a SQPN. SQPN.
Can I write it?
You can write it, yes, sure.
I don't know exactly what.
S, well, or you look for Father Roderick and you will find it as well. And in the meantime, in the background, I see another beautiful aerial view of the Vatican. You rarely see the Vatican like this because, they never film it like this. Big medieval wall, or I suppose it's medieval. Big antennas also, Vatican radio. And the Pope just moving forward to the place where he will depart. So it is S-Q?
Q like
Quirinus or Quest. Yes. P from Peter. And N from Nicholas. .com.
M.
No, N. Okay. SQPN. Network. Yes. That's it. If you Google for that, you will find it. And I see a Brazilian flag here. Some people took their dogs. There's a totally sweet dog here also watching the departure very quietly, even though Pope Benedict was more of a cat lover and not a dog lover. So I'm walking to the other side, to the right side, right underneath the apartment of the Pope, where undoubtedly there will also be many Italians. And we see another shot of the helicopter now, getting ready. It's still, the blades are not turning yet, but we see some bishops there, and the Pope is now standing right there at the helicopter platform, talking to Cardinal Sodano. The sun is still there, but it's almost setting. So you see this beautiful golden sunlight on the Pope's shoulders. Some people are holding each other as if to support each other at this moment. Father has his baby. The Pope turns around one last time, waving at us. And this is it. This is it. He is going to leave. And again, the silence here in the crowd is impressive. As if everybody all of a sudden grasps the dramatic weight of this moment. Some students have put up a sign that says Grazie. The Pope is now sitting inside the helicopter in a white leather chair. Monsignor Genschwein is sitting in front of him, or opposite of him. And the doors are now closing. We switch to an aerial shot, and here in the background again, people applauding, thanking the Pope for everything that he meant to them over the past 8 years. Some people already started to wave, even though they're waving at the video screen here in front of us. It is a genuine helicopter pad on the, I think, the northwestern side of the Vatican, as far as I can tell. It is it's one of those outcrops of the city walls that is reserved specifically for this helicopter. The personnel on the floor checks the surroundings of the helicopter and makes a sign that everything is clear. We see some cardinals also looking at the helicopter and some firemen in the distance, because the Vatican has its own fire police, its own fire department. And now the rotor blades of the helicopter are starting to slowly turn and turn, gathering speed. And in the distance, you can hear the bells. The same bells that we heard when Pope Benedict was elected. And the helicopter takes off. And again, the crowd applauds. And switch to another aerial view of the helicopter hovering over the city of Rome. And hopefully we will get to see the helicopter from the square, but we're not sure about that. And there he is. There he is. Let's hope he will return. I think he's going to probably make a tour, like a turnaround. But we're all hoping that he will make a final round here so that we can wave all. But we're not certain. What an incredible moment this is. And the crowd is just so impressed. And the entire square is filled with people, all looking at the video screen. And there he is. There he is, making his final approach here. And everybody on St. Peter's Square is waving and filming and looking and capturing this moment on their cell phones, on their cameras. What an amazing moment here in history. And the entire square is now filled with people, so many more than were here just half an hour ago. So everybody came specifically to see this departure of Pope Benedict. And some people keep staring at the screen almost as if they don't want to say goodbye. They just want to see the last glimpses of Pope Benedict. And the sound of the bells is still so overwhelming here. The end of an era. Past 5, and we still see images of the Pope's white helicopter flying over Rome, over this city that has become his city. And soon he will be too far away, and we won't see him anymore. Ja, ik ben Roderick. Hi. Hey Rosita, sorry. Ja, ik herken je helemaal niet.
Ik wil jou niet storen.
Geen probleem, geen probleem. Ik ben aan het opnemen.
Een indrukwekkend moment.
Ja, heel indrukwekkend. Alles werd ook zo stil in één keer, hè. I'm speaking here with... let me translate here for a second. This is from... No, there's no problem. It's Rosita is from the Netherlands. Writer, just celebrity, overall celebrity. And you live here in Rome, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Not far from San Pietro.
And I've seen you many times on television talking about, well, what about this moment that was going to happen.
Yeah. So
how do you feel?
I'm very moved and impressed.
Yes.
It was, yeah. It was directed very well. It was so beautiful. You are on Piazza San Pietro and you could see the Pope from nearby. You could see how he said farewell to the people you work with.
Yes, and then the moment that the helicopter lifts up and...
Yeah, really moving. I will miss him.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too, definitely. And then that unexpected return of the helicopter.
That
where
was
everybody's...
a big surprise.
Wow, that was amazing.
That was a big surprise, yeah. Yeah, and the bells.
Yes, the same bells that were tolling when he was elected.
Yeah, I was here.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was standing right there, pointing the same microphone at the balcony, waiting for the next Pope to arrive. It was him, and now we're saying goodbye with the same bells in the background.
But I am happy for him.
Yes?
Yes.
You think he deserves it?
He deserves it, yeah. He was a great Pope, but now it's too hard for him.
I think so too.
Yeah.
He had done what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
and that's it. But still, what a courage to actually step back.
Yeah, he is writing history.
I think so too.
And you are feeling that also, staying on this place, this moment, that this is a moment in history.
I didn't expect so many people all of a sudden to turn up. No. Like about an hour ago, there were a few people, small groups, and all of a sudden, the city of Rome is
from everywhere. They came
coming here to say goodbye. Well, thank you so much, Rosita.
It was a pleasure.
And have a good stay and a good conclave.
Thank you. Arrivederci.
I'm sure I'll see you again. Arrivederci. Ciao. And Rosita is absolutely right. There is a mixed feeling here, but very much the sentiment that we, again, are witnessing history. The cameras still follow the Pope now that he's flying over the beautiful countryside outside of Rome. And I think that not many people who are currently in the parts of the city that he's flying over know that that particular helicopter actually carries the Holy Father, carries Pope Benedict. And I think that soon we will see the helicopter landing in Castel Gandolfo, where the Pope will probably have a little bit of time to rest. Well, here are some dog fans of the Pope. Here's some people with a German flag. Are you from Germany?
Yeah.
So, how do you feel?
It's a special atmosphere here, and we're not coming here just for the Pope, because we are on vacation for 5 days, and we thought that was a great moment today, so we came here.
It was, and it's a German Pope, and now he's gone.
Yeah, I think the next German Pope will be, I think we will not get it anymore. But it was an amazing moment.
It was, it definitely was. Well, thank you. Have a good stay. Indeed, a German Pope. Not sure if we will get another one anytime soon. And here's another banner that says, Herzlichen Dank, Heiliger Vater. Thank you very much, Holy Father. So quite a few people from Germany and Bavaria are on the square as well. And of course some people are just having fun and enjoying themselves. And I'm slowly walking towards the front of St. Peter's Square, where I will be joining my crew later on to travel to one of the hills here on the left side of the Vatican. And when the clock strikes 8, exactly 8 o'clock, the pontificate of Pope Benedict will be over, and I will be live on Dutch television reporting on that new historic moment, because then, really, it is history. And I'm now following Liddy, and where are we going?
Somebody wants to meet you.
Somebody wants to meet me. Okay, well.
And she wanted to shake your hand for a long time. Andrea
really?
Vrede.
Oh, Andrea. She's from Dutch news. The Dutch news service.
Yeah, the Dutch news service. And she's very, very... a long time in Rome.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
Who is it?
Hoi, leuk. Blijf je nog even twee
Ja hoor, tuurlijk. Hallo. Dag. Aangenaam, Roderick. So they are here also, of course, to report on this historic day, as am I. So we will be joining all that fun later today. And I think this is a good moment to stop the recording. I will probably not see or hear much of the arrival of Pope Benedict at Castel Gandolfo. It would be better to be there, but I can only be in one place at the time. So I was actually very, very happy to be here and to, again, be... be able to take you inside the crowd and let you experience this from the inside. After all, I am the Catholic insider, and with me, you become a little bit of an insider as well. So thank you so much for joining me today. And of course, stay tuned, because I will be back with many more recordings, trying to report everything that happens from now on, the start of the conclave, the election of the new pope. I am looking forward to giving you the inside scoop on all that. So stay tuned, keep subscribed to the podcast, go to sqpn.com to leave your comments, follow me on Twitter, I'm Father Roderick, and on Facebook. Again, thank you so much for being here with me today, and God bless.